don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Got a great show. Yes, yes. We're going to be talking about your healthcare system. Can it go from a volume care system to a value care system? Because that's the business model that's out there. And so we're going to talk about it. Also, we're going to hit those migraine topics. We the headache issue we didn't get to last time. And we'll see if we have any time left over. We may be able to hit some other stuff. But before we do that, and the Quack Report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, praying for this nation, praying for righteous leadership, praying for wisdom and discernment for all voters. And God's will be done. And I hope you're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, asking for his guidance, his guiding hand, for this nation because we're going to need it. And I got a early Mother's Day gift from my son and daughter-in-law. This is cute. This is a devotional. You know, when you read those daily devotionals. I just want to read you a couple sentences. This is from Psalms 95 and 1 John chapter 1. It says, "Relax in the knowledge that the one who controls your life is totally trustworthy. Come to me with confident expectation. There is nothing you need that I cannot provide." Absolutely. And speaking of that, you know, I reminded our leaders here in North Carolina who are under some pressure from the federal government to take back their laws that, you know, say co-ed bathrooms not happening in the state because people, you know, expect privacy, yours included. So what the feds have done is notified our governor, Pat McCrory, that unless you recant and let both sexes enjoy the same restroom, we're going to yank your federal school funding, over $800 million. Well, you know, just put, you know, the kids' education, you know, at risk there. You know, I'm sorry. It just, you know, hold the whole educational system in North Carolina. It's hostage. Why don't you? Well, I stand on principle. I do, and I hope our governor will as well, and uphold what God says is right. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got first up? Oh, vitamin C. This is what is this coming out of? What journal? Is this the British Medical Journal? This is just a research that's done on the vitamin C on your Whole Foods, your vitamin shops, sold on Amazon, wherever you get vitamin C. According to some science from CWC Laboratories and a book called Food Forensics, they say there's some hidden toxins in a lot of your supplements, including especially your vitamin C. They say it's not all that pure, especially the vitamin C that comes from China. According to their report, vitamin C sold in most stores across America is derived from genetically modified corn. So the supplements that you get, you know, typically not going to be as wholesome as you think. The ascorbic acid, not 100% ascorbic acid. There's some toxins in there. But by the way, folks, you know, your immune system support herbs, guess what they got? All organic, whole food, vitamin C. There you go. Like echinacea root, astragalus root. You got it covered right there. All right, last but not least in the quack report, here's a report. I think this one's from the British Medical Journal, all right? I know I read British Medical Journal here somewhere. Yes, here it is. Published this Tuesday, British Medical Journal. They say new research. Saying that people that feel lonely or tend to be socially isolated increase their risk by 50% for getting some health issues. So if you could get a heart attack, they say, you know, clogged arteries, you know, things, anxiety, things that are equal to occupational stress when you're lonely. That's what it equates to, they're saying. This study found that there's a lot of toxic effects when people are lonely, and it strikes men and women equally. They link loneliness to higher rates of cognitive decline as well, poor immune function too. And they say you don't have to be alone to feel lonely. You can feel alone surrounded by people that don't support you, you know, don't care about you or whatever. So lonely people, they say, also engage in fewer healthy behaviors, like they don't exercise or eat right. They don't go get their, you know, natural sunshine. So they are also more likely, they say, to engage in unhealthy behaviors, like they smoke a lot, drink a lot, and eat the wrong foods or don't eat enough. So, loneliness, the age of, you know, isolation because of, I think a lot of it's technology driven, to be honest. And that wraps the quack report.
Look.
helpful. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about healthcare. Can it go from a volume care to a value care based system? Well, according to the Harvard Business Review, the new business model for healthcare is to change it from this volume-based to a value-based care system. So this would suggest that the healthcare industry for decades has been overselling treatments and drugs to patients. So let me ask you, do you think that government regulations will be able to change that? Will the Affordable Care Act be able to overhaul the system and make less expensive and more affordable healthcare to the poor while offering high quality care as well? Let's find out. You know, healthcare has been that fee for service. The U.S. healthcare system has always been based on a fee for service model. So government regulations are attempting to reduce the volume of care by demanding proof it's necessary and thereby slashing the short-term profits in healthcare. So according to the business experts, this approach is painful for the industry, but will eventually be a blessing, generating long-term success. Well, you know, I'm saying anyone that runs a business knows it needs significant cash flow to keep the lights on. And this explains why hospitals are putting off paying their staff or laying their staff off and functioning with a skeleton staff. So we know when social workers, you know, are spread too thin with too many cases and people suffer and can't even die. Well, do we think a hospital is any different from that? So in some areas of healthcare, when treatment is restructured to comply with the government regulations, the cost per patient is higher up front. So it may reduce costs in the long term, but cash flow is necessary to keep the doors open, and it explains why hospitals are closing all over the United States. So half of these economic experts, I don't know if they've taken into consideration that the treatment changes, which reduce or even deny care, has also reduced the number of patients who no longer need long-term care. You get my drift? So how much of this is really happening? But the public thinks that the new plan is to reduce the need for more care because of efficiency and care quality. Well, this may happen in some cases, but remember, this is an industry that has to make money. It's not an industry that can afford to turn away customers or reduce their dependency on healthcare. Like I said, healthcare is really not a nonprofit. And you want some proof of that? Let me read you this quote by Dr. Thomas Lee, Internal Medicine, San Francisco, California. He says, "The organization's short-term financial hits are real and painful. Nonetheless, we don't consider these efforts to be acts of charity, but acts of strategy." Well, let's look at the UK for just a quick moment, because many reports within the last 12 months have revealed that the socialized healthcare of Britain is in a shambles. In order to survive, the political and health authorities at the National Healthcare Service there are slashing the pay of their junior physicians while increasing the hours that they work. So socialized healthcare systems are ripe for abuse, and the UK is experiencing this. Now, British physicians are leaving the UK to work abroad for more money, and Canada has faced the same problems with their doctors leaving to practice in the United States. So where will U.S. doctors go once the new healthcare becomes ingrained? Anyone's guess. We'll see how it goes, right? Well, let's talk about this, because what the health experts, the business model experts, the bean counters in the healthcare system, what they're saying is they are using a money stabilization strategy for your healthcare. So in the United States, a doctor's salary may not be slashed or their hours extended like what's going on in Britain. However, they may be replaced by robots and virtual visits. Now, hang with me on this. So the e-visit is now being introduced into the American healthcare system. You know, and convenience is the marketing engine for the e-visit, and it may be more convenient, but it also can be exploited down the road. So at first, the e-visit puts patients in touch with their doctors, but later, maybe just a clinician. And then after that, artificial intelligence. So we're all supposed to applaud these steps to taking the human contact out of healthcare as an improvement in the consumer landscape. So people aren't stupid to think that non-human innovation, that approach to healthcare is more nurturing. I don't think it is. So hospitals and doctor offices are, you know, calling this technology, get this, high-value models to give them an advantage over physicians who have those face-to-face visit with their patients. So there's this new generation of doctors that detest the idea of having to actually see patients, you know, physically in person. They prefer email tweets, Facebook, and the virtual visit. Yeah. Now, there's an article in Health Affairs, a journal. It describes these technology strategies in healthcare as, quote, disruptive innovations. You like that definition, that description? They're calling these technological strategies to improve your healthcare as disruptive innovations. And a, quote, necessity component to make the free healthcare work. So the recipe is simple. Take complicated treatments away from physicians, simplify them, make them cheaper for those who can't afford healthcare. However, there is a segment of the U.S. population that's paying for care that's cheaper and obviously going to be inferior. Let me read you this quote out of the Health Affairs Journal article. It was an article called Disruptive Innovation in Healthcare Delivery, a Framework for Business Model Innovation. And it goes like this. The innovations are disruptive, not as good as prior care, and do not appeal to patients. The new product model will draw a new set of customers, you know, those who can't afford care before the Affordable Care Act. And successful practices will always instead offer products and services to their higher paying, performance hungry tiers of customers. So did you catch that? It looks like the masses are going to get the inferior, cheaper care while the wealthy and elite will have access to the care Americans used to get. And this is why Congress could not participate in the Affordable Care Act for their own personal health care coverage. This tells you the elite really despises the masses. And this kind of behavior is why our ancestors left Europe for the free world. Well, and then there's going to be, you know, this adjustment of disruptive innovations in your healthcare, and then a forced acceptance. Technology has always been involved in the innovation of healthcare, and it does not make it more affordable usually. Therefore, the business model for the new free healthcare has to make treatment received cheaper. So the architects of the Affordable Care Act expect this new business model will become ingrained in healthcare and a forced acceptance by the masses. In other words, you're going to be having to say okay with substandard care, basically. So what's that quote Warren Buffett said? Price is what you pay. Value is what you get. Think about that. So that old for-profit incumbent healthcare system is going to be replaced with a, quote, disruptive innovation. And it will reduce competition significantly to encourage the creation of this multi-conglomerate business model run by a limited number of people. So this puts the individual or small family practice out of business, as the Affordable Care Act will issue financial penalties for non-compliance. So what about surgeons? Some of you might be saying, oh, you know, we got to have surgeons, you know. Well, I know what you're thinking, that this new system will never be able to replace the necessity of emergency room doctors and trauma units and surgeons and so forth. Well, never say never. Right now, in the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C., they're using robot surgeons to do soft tissue surgeries. Now, we're told that the robot does better work than the actual human surgeon. So the robot is equipped with panoptic three-dimensional vision, and it can also see the movement of soft tissue with their infrared night vision features. And this is hailed as a big advancement in science. Okay. Well, my question is, what if the electricity goes out in the middle of surgery? If you had a humanoid there, he could still finish the surgery with the surgical nurse holding the flashlight, right? Well, I'm just saying, does the robot have a backup pack? You know, it's a question. So what we're doing is we're kind of weeding things out. Disruptive innovations, you know what that means? Destruction. It means destructive, confusing new methods. That's what that means. So they are meant to break up and destroy a healthcare system. It seems clear that in many facets of our lives, especially healthcare, the human contact is slowly being removed. So without human contact, we run the risk of diminishing our compassion for one another and distancing ourselves from getting to know one another. So family contact is being replaced with text messages, tweets, Facebook posts, and rarely is there an in-person conversation. Well, ergo, the loneliness is on the rise report. So there is this erosion of respect, ethics, and morals that are happening. So you can't expect any kind of healthcare, you know, any care, especially healthcare, to survive when the foundations of the world are being destroyed. And you may be saying, oh, well, that's just an exaggeration. Okay. You wait and see. At least with the old fee-paid system, patients could complain when they don't get quality care that they were paying for. They had some, you know, something to stand on. They could get a resolution. So with the free health care, that right vanishes. Doctors, nurses, therapists, dentists, you know, they're just going to shrug their shoulders because their hands are tied. They're under the auspices of the Affordable Care Act. However, your hands are not tied. You got to be proactive. You got to strengthen your body. And you do that with organic foods and whole food supplements, not from China. And you avoid the need for disruptive innovation in your healthcare. So, you know, you want to lift the cellular burden off your organs with herb cleanses. You want to defend yourself with immune system supporting herbs. And you want to get whole food nutrition supplements. And the way you do that is you call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's what they do. They have a toll-free number. You can call them at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. And their website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It puts the power back in your hands. You get some control over things. And that's where your healthcare options are endless when you take that power back. Now, you can get a free product catalog. And right now, they have their Mother's Day special on through the 9th. You'll save 15% on orders of $65 or more. If you're on the website, you use coupon UNMOM and the number 16. And, of course, that's on the homepage, that coupon. So you can use cut and paste. Or you can use it over the phone. But it does expire on Monday. And if you were on our home, if you were on our list, our master list, and you got the announcement on that, I apologize for the first announcement that went out. The code wasn't working. And we had to recode it, and we sent out a duplicate announcement. I'm sorry about that. Technology at its best, right? I don't know. It's just, it's funky stuff sometimes. I'm not very technical. I just, well, I'm the herbalist. So I apologize if you got two emails on that. We try not to bomb you with spam. We try not to do that. All right. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. You know, you can stock up on your cleanse kits. You can get some really fabulous skin poultice, great for bee stings, spider bites, poison ivy, oak, and sumac, the mystery bug bite. You ever get one of those? Something bit you, but you're not really sure what it is. Get that poultice. It draws all that whatever is irritating your skin out, and it goes away in like 20 minutes. So check that out. They also have the honey oatmeal soap. Really great, especially as you move into the warmer weather and your skin's going to be exposed to more sunshine. And so it helps lock more moisture in. So that's the honey oatmeal soap. So check that out. And stay safe out there if you're in the sun. If you missed Tuesday's show, go back. We're going to be posting that soon to the archives. You want to listen to that. It's on healthy sunscreens. Avoid those chemicals in the unhealthy ones. So check that out. All right. We didn't get time last time to talk about headaches, especially migraines. Actually, some doctors have discovered some herbs that work really good to combat the migraine area. So we're coming into summer, and soon we're going to be hitting the month of June. And June seems to be a big migraine headache month. Just like 45 million Americans, that's one in six people, that tend to get these chronic headaches. And 37 million have migraine headaches. Very disabling. I used to work for a neurologist, and we would see these people a lot. They never missed their appointments because they were in such discomfort. But they were just, treating the pain, not getting at the cause of the pain. So they were on these drugs until they didn't work anymore, and then they were in a pickle. So we've talked about headaches here on the show before, lots of different kinds of headaches that can produce different symptoms. And there's some natural therapies that are beneficial. You know, we've talked about some of the trigger foods you want to avoid that sets the headache off, ruin your day, you know, kind of thing. Some people would rather just, you know, take some medicine the doctor advises and just go on with it. But when you do that or the over-the-counter stuff, eventually that doesn't work, you know, and then what are you going to do? So you want to be proactive about this. There are millions of people. They want to avoid those drugs. They want to, you know, they want to stop having to having headaches and treating them. They want to get better. So that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to tap into this headache thing. And like I said, there was recently some physicians in the field of headache pain that came forward and said, you know what, some natural therapies are better than the drugs for headaches. So we're going to check that out. We're going to see what they consider to be better than drugs and pass it on to you. Right after this break, we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with Thyme Herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of Thyme Herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture and Tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. Yes, we were born to be alive. Let's remember that. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about some headaches here. There was a study, though, on headaches. Dr. Roger Caddy, director of the Headache Care Center in Springville, Missouri. And what the medical doctors said there is they admitted that the over-the-counter and prescribed medicines for headache to lessen the pain, to temporarily give you a reprieve, really make headache pain worse. Long term, it creates what they call a rebound effect. So these types of drugs may be helpful for the quick fix on the short-term basis, but if you keep using it long-term, further investigation is going to reveal that you're going to have worse headache pain than when you started. So according to the research, the pharmaceutical drugs are ineffective on one-third of the headache patients. So what Dr. Caddy learned is that these patients are frustrated and they're hurting, and they're turning to natural medicines and therapies for relief. So what they found is that repeated use of natural therapies continued to lessen the severity of the headaches each time they occurred. Now, in some cases, when patients modified their lifestyle to remove a lot of headache triggers, this also helped relieve a lot of pain, and they became eventually headache-free. So a number of small studies have also supported this, and also nutritional supplements, whole food ones, can actually wipe out headache pain entirely. Okay, let's look at it. Some of the herbs mentioned in their research for headaches, one was feverfew. You probably heard about feverfew. Another one was ginger root. So I'm a big believer in combining herbs for synergistic effect, for more power. And what Dr. Caddy discovered is if you use feverfew with the ginger root, it reduced the migraine headaches by 63%. So the ginger root helps with the nausea the headache patients usually experience. And what the medical doctors are discovering is that in the case of headache pain, there are herbs which reduce pain and inflammation all without the side effects and rebound effect you get with drugs and over-the-counter stuff. So which herbs are better? Herbs that contain natural nutrients like magnesium can help calm the nerve endings and are very beneficial, especially to migraine sufferers. So using natural magnesium sources will always have the required uptake nutrients with it, so the body can absorb that nutrition and use it properly. So natural nutrients that contain vitamin B2 are also going to be extremely helpful at clearing away headaches. However, there is a problem with the new headache research is that, you know, herbs don't make medical doctors and clinics any money. So you're not going to hear so much about it from your medical practitioners. So at the same time, patients tend to be reluctant to try new pharmaceutical drugs as well because of all the costs and the side effects. So where does that leave you? Well, it leaves you at being proactive, doesn't it? Well, let's look at something else here from the chemist. The chemists are attempting to design new drugs that promote what the natural herbal and vitamin therapies promote. Okay, so they're trying to make synthetic versions, if you will, of the natural so that they can sell it and patent it and make a ton of money. So doctors are partnering up with companies to make and promote natural products under their patents. So everybody knows that you really can't patent something God created, so you have to alter it some way in order to qualify for a patent. But they still want to call it natural so that, you know, you'll go for it. Now, one way that you can get a patent is to prove that you've altered the natural source significantly, created something original. Now, Dr. Caddy and his team, what they've done is they're starting to promote a liquid product called Lipgesic M, which is a homeopathic liquid made from the essence of feverfew and ginger in a ratio of 3-2. So homeopathic products are really distilled versions of the natural ingredient. They are heated, and then the medicinal power is therefore going to be reduced. So this product really isn't just the essence of the herbs. It's also going to contain colloidal silicon dioxide, a little bit of natural peppermint flavor, which is not natural, by the way. They're going to use some grade olive oil, some formulary grade olive oil. And anybody that's unfamiliar with silicon dioxide, it's sand or quartz. So the pharmaceutical industry will use silicon dioxide, also known as colloidal silicon dioxide, in tablet making for drugs. They use it as an anti-caking agent, and the FDA says it's safe. So you're going to find this ingredient in your aspirin products, your prednisone products. And what about that natural peppermint flavor I mentioned? Well, this is not an organic ingredient. Anytime you see natural flavor listed, you should be suspicious. Organic herbal ingredients, you know, are just going to be listed as organic, not natural, okay? Natural flavor is a red flag. You should be on alert. It's a chemical ingredient. It's a copycat synthetic. And the food industry can conceal a lot of chemical additives by using keywords like natural flavor. So the science of the chemical industry is that they can actually combine chemical A with chemical B, and all, voila, magically, they've created peppermint flavoring. Now, some of the largest industries produce products with flavor enhancers made from synthetic chemicals, from animals and even human tissue. And these are flavor profiles. You've probably heard of that. These are chemical ingredients which are extracted and prepared with a lot of heat. And needless to say, flavor chemists have attempted to take nearly every natural flavor that's found in organic foods, dissect them, vaporize them, and break them down chemically in order to reproduce them as cheap copies than the organic compound itself. So they're making inorganic compounds that way. All right, so you want to beware. Consumer really needs to be careful when they are investigating natural or organic products. The words natural and organic are the most abused words on the market. And, of course, the Codex Alimentarius, the Food Harmonization Code, that was one of their goals, was to break down and undermine the and confuse the consumers where the organic market is concerned. So you want to do your homework on prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs, supplements, even before you buy them. So I had time, actually, to do a study of my own. I wanted to compare it to Dr. Caddy's homeopathic Lipogesic M. I wanted to use a full-strength, real organic ginger root with some feverfew. And I expected the potency of the tincture would be kind of off the charts compared to the weak homeopathic stuff that Dr. Caddy was working with. So I suspected that Dr. Caddy's product was also prepared in accordance with the U.S. Pharmacopoeia, which recommends a very weak formula ratio. And boy, was I right. It's like if you make your tinctures yourself, I mean, in your own kitchen, you can make them 100-fold stronger than what the U.S. Pharmacopoeia recommends. So let's talk about the most common headache real quick. Experts say that the most common headache is the tension headache, which produces this dull, achy pressure, often appearing after a stressful work or school day, or maybe after some emotional stress. Some describe the tension headache as having their head in a vice. The pain is so bad it's on both sides of their head. Muscle tension from the upper neck area, shoulder area, and even the scalp can also produce this pain. So muscle spasms can occur, present even more severe tension. Person can get nauseated from this type of pain and have no appetite. Then there's the cluster headache. The characteristics of cluster headaches are this deep stabbing pain near the temple or the eye. Cluster headaches sometimes give the individual a stuffy or runny nose. They may have red tearing eyes with maybe a little bit of a droopy eyelid. These headaches last about 30 to 60 minutes. Often they disrupt a person's sleep. They can occur several times a day in a cluster. Sometimes cluster headaches can last for days or even months and then go away for weeks or months or years and then come back later. So more men than women tend to experience this type of headache. Okay, lastly is the migraine headache. Everybody knows what that is, a vascular headache. So most experts agree that this is kind of the gorilla of all headaches, the migraine. Migraines usually occur repeatedly, and 60% of the time the pain is just on one side of the head. approximately 80% of the migraines sufferers, you know, they get that in nausea, 30% do vomit, and a lot of them have sensitivity to light and sound as well. So the pain is characterized as this throbbing or piercing pain, and 10% of the individuals experience visual disturbances about 30 minutes before the onset of the pain. So more women, about 25%, than men, which are about 8%, have the migraine headache, especially between the ages of 15 and 44. And they can have these very severe migraines maybe once or twice a month. Half of the individuals will get a migraine before they're at the age of 20, and a third of them begin having migraines as teenagers. Now, approximately 1.5% will start having migraines before the age of 5. Yeah, you get one of these headaches, you just want to go lay down in a dark room. Yeah. Quiet. No sound. Now, children who get migraines can have pain on both sides, and migraines typically last 24 hours. Now, hormone changes in estrogen and progesterone can trigger these migraine headaches, although migraines don't, well, they really don't know why that happens. Okay, they don't know why the hormones trigger it. Medicine doesn't know. So, and this probably would explain why more women experience the migraines just before menstruation, while pregnant or during menopause because of the hormonal shift. Okay. Well, let's talk about triggers. Some triggers beyond our control, you know, that can set off a headache are weather, you know, drop in pressure. Let's see, bright lights. Strong odors can set it off. Also, menstrual cycles can set off headaches. So when there are other things that are in our control, like diet and the food that we consume, we can take out those foods that are what I call headache provokers. Now, Dr. David Bochholz of the Neurological Consulting Clinic at Johns Hopkins University Hospital says that you can avoid certain food combinations that can overwhelm your brain's regulatory mechanisms. For instance, red wine alone may not trigger a headache, but pair it up with blue cheese or stress, and you can develop a migraine. One piece of chocolate may not set off a headache, but a whole candy bar or a box of chocolate can. Also, he says, be aware of your headache. It may not kick in right away after you've eaten something. So, you know, keep a food journal so you can look back and see what possibly could have been the offending food. So here's a list of some foods you want to avoid. You want to avoid the foods that have triamines, amino enzymes, things like nitrate. A lot of people have headaches from eating all that. Processed prepackaged meat, lunch meats with the nitrate in it, they can trigger a headache. What it does is it triggers the neural and blood vessel changes in the head and brings on the headache. Chocolate, of course, soda drinks like cola, Pepsi, Coke, aged cheese, cottage cheese, beer, these all contain triamines. Other foods are going to be avocados, overripe fruit, or dried overripe fruit, so watch the trail mix, eggplant, figs, grapes, oranges, pineapple, plums, prunes, and raisins. Now, processed foods also contain high triamine and nitrate levels, so you want to be aware also that if you're going this summer to Australia, they have this Vegemite product, you want to avoid that. That can set off a headache. Also, sauerkraut and shrimp paste can also set you off. Now, for the meats, especially the processed meats and pickled and cured meats, going to set off a headache. Also, the game birds and wild animals that contain triamines going to set off headaches. So watch that. They also say stay away from fermented soy products like soy sauce, tofu, miso, teriyaki sauce. You know, read your ingredients on your marinades. So if you overdo also eating nuts like peanuts, a coconut, Brazil nuts. These also may trigger what is called a hypertension headache. Yeast and sourdough are also known triggers in your foods for headaches. Some vegetables tend to create a problem, like lima beans, broad beans, navy beans, pea pods, onions, and fava beans. Now, also really read your labels and avoid anything with aspartame, the artificial sweeteners. They are a particular problem for headache sufferers, so watch that. I was talking to someone today, and I said, you know, you can't even buy chewing gum anymore that doesn't have aspartame in it. I think the only gum that still uses sugar is Bazooka, right? Okay. So, also, Dr. Joel Saber of the Michigan State University Neurological Institute says milk, major food headache trigger for migraine sufferers. He said avoid that. Dr. Bachholz also believes that the biggest trigger is going to be caffeine. Oh, my goodness. Beware some foods with no reputation as a trigger, like cinnamon, can also trigger headaches. So you got to keep that food journal. That's going to be helpful to see what your body likes and doesn't like. And we're all familiar with the ice cream headache. Remember that? When you're a kid eating ice cream too fast? If you drink or eat something that's really, really cold, really fast, it can give you that temporary sharp pain in your forehead. They call it the ice cream headache. Well, this usually doesn't last long, but people say, why does that happen? Well, Dr. Saber says it's due to the cold contact at the roof of your mouth that stimulates the fifth cranial nerve that runs from the mouth surface to your brain. So this nerve is the main carrier for headache pain. So according to a British study, if you're drinking or eating something cold, it can trigger a headache in about 46% of the headache sufferers. So you got to watch that. Eating cold things slowly can help avoid this trigger. I also find that, you know, if you got sensitive teeth, you know, and something cold really bothers you, if you're going to have something cold because it's refreshing and it's hot outside, use a straw. You can kind of control a little bit where that cold goes in your mouth if you're using a straw when you drink something. So what are some of the antidote foods? Well, since headaches are blood vessel related and they also influenced by inflammation, certain foods can help counteract pain through a post-tagulin system. So foods like fish, olive oil, ginger root have, you know, been known to be very helpful anti-inflammatories. Dr. James Brenman, a food and allergy expert, says that 3/4 of all headaches are food related. So people who restrict their use of trigger foods cut their headaches by about 85%. So Denmark, they discovered that a centuries-old antidote for headaches, especially those that cause nausea and even nervous system disorders, they found that ginger root, century-old thing, worked better than aspirin for migraine or migraine drugs. This was done at Odessa University in Scandinavia. So ginger, they found, affected the prostaglandin hormone substance that controls inflammation, histamine, and pain in the brain. So ginger root actually blocks the prostaglandins, which it reduces the inflammation and reduces the pain. So at the first sign of a headache or a visual disturbance, they gave a test group ginger root, a third of a teaspoon of ginger root extract. And they gave it to them 3 or 4 times a day, and it had huge benefits, huge. So the study concluded that both adults and children can safely use ginger root and prevent headaches with it. No side effects. Don't need a prescription for that. Now, some other things that can set off headaches other than foods are neck and shoulder and back muscle strain, other drugs, coughing, sneezing, eye strain, smoke or other chemical fumes, medical procedures such as a spinal tap, a dental problem such as grinding your teeth or a root canal, and anything that would actually change your neurotransmitter brain chemicals. Well, yeah. A lot of things can do that. So obviously, we do have more power over our headache problem, and we have more natural things at our disposal to help us adjust. We can adjust our lifestyle, our eating. We can avoid the trigger foods. We can use some ginger root to really, you know, have a buffer zone between us and our headaches. You know, God has these powerful herbs, and they're truly amazing. Ginger root, perfect example of the effectiveness of relieving nausea and improving circulation to small capillaries and, you know, in your brain even, and preventing these headaches. You can even add a little cayenne if you need more circulation. So I like to pair those two together. They're big circulatory agents. Cayenne will move the circulation from the body core out to the extremities. Ginger helps the circulation get to the really small extremities and then bring it back to the body core. So I like to use those both together. I mean, it's great. I mean, you want to watch the muscle tension too. I like to use some antispasmodic type herbs to relax the tension out of muscles. And that way, you know, it's not squeezing the back of your neck. And right between the two muscles on either side of your neck is blood flow going to your brain. So if you're squeezing that off, yeah, you're going to get a headache. So, you know, take the tension out of muscles, you know, get a shoulder massage. And if you don't have somebody to give you a shoulder massage, maybe you can, you know, install a shower massage. Get in the shower and get one that way. Also, if you want to take tension off the nervous system, just to give you a little calmness in the nerve area, doesn't sedate you. It's not an opiate. It's not a tranquilizer of any kind. Is valerian root. So you can check that out too. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have the ginger root. They have the circulation formula, which is your cayenne. They have the valerian root. They have the lobelia liquid, as called relaxation formula, to take tension out of muscles. So they have a lot of things there. They even have some new headache formulas. They have a stress headache formula. They have the vascular headache formula. The emotional stress form. They got a lot of things there for headaches, help you manage your life a little better without the toxicity of a lot of prescription and over-the-counter drugs. And it's not going to be addictive. That's the good thing, you know. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. They have this whole pain headache section. They do have a pain anti-inflammatory, too, that you can reduce the inflammation that could be producing your pressure. And it's all organic, whole food organic formulas. There's nothing to remove that God put there. That's the best part. It's all balanced the way God did it. And liquids in the system, bam, 60 seconds. And you can adjust the liquids, the dose, you know, a little wiggle room in the dose so you can, you know, give your metabolism what it's needing. Everybody's a little different. Little pain thresholds are different. So you have a wiggle room there and power there. You have the power back. Think about it. Thepowerherbs.com gives you the power back. How great is that? I tell you, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. And don't forget, they have their Mother's Day special. You'll save 15% on orders of 65 or more. Don't miss that. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. The herbalist here, Wendy Wilson, I'm signing off, and I want you all to be well. Bye.